We've got a significant amount of it picked up already, but today we're kind of getting further and further towards the southern end of town, which
that's
is where
it gets
the
heavier,
most
right?
The damage is. Yeah. The piles are a lot bigger. We've already worked through, I think, three or four zones and got a lot of it picked up and cleaned up, but we still ask people to get it out, you know, in the city as close to the curb as they can get for us, our guys to reach and pick up. We're coming. We might not be at your house today or in your, on your street this week, but we are coming, and what we don't finish up by the close of business, or we'll start again Monday and keep working our way through there until we get it all out of town. We would like to ask, if you're in the city limits and you happen to live somewhere along Highway 62 West Road, Highway 178, Highway 5 North, 9th Street, Highway 5 South, you know, keep in mind that is also a state highway department right away. So the biggest thing is, don't put it in a drainage ditch, because the last thing we need is another big rain and you have that stuff outside on 9th Street or Highway 5 or West Road, the portions in the city, and create problems for us that way. So try to keep it out of drainage ditches, and we'll stay with it until we get it all. We'd ask at this time, don't worry, we'll get there, and you know, give us the rest of this week and next week. And if you hadn't seen us through your neighborhood, maybe by the end of the next week call. But right now we're getting so many calls, not only about debris pickup, but you know, other issues related to the storm, that if we can limit some of those type calls right now, it'd help everybody out that's involved in the storm recovery.